When Arsenal signed Nicolas Pepe for that record £72 million fee in 2019, it felt like we were making a statement. But as Pepe himself has shared recently, that price tag came with a lot of baggage.
Hobgoners!
Pepe has been open about the fact that the immense pressure from such a hefty transfer fee wasn't easy to handle. He mentioned in a recent interview that when he first joined, the fans weren't really judging his performances. They were judging the price tag. Can you imagine the weight of the expectation every time you stepped onto the pitch? It's a tough spot to be in. When you're the most expensive signing in the club's history, it's almost like every mistake is magnified. Pepe struggled to live up to those sky-high expectations, and honestly, it's a situation many players would find challenging. But here's also something I found interesting. Despite the hurdles, Pepe doesn't regret his time at Arsenal. He believes he made some positive contributions and has taken away a lot from the experience. I guess this says something about his character, that he can reflect on his time at the club with a sense of fulfillment, even if things didn't pan out as perfectly as everyone had hoped. Pepe also touched on how this experience has made him mentally stronger. It's a powerful reminder that difficult moments, the ones that test us the most, often lead to significant personal growth. He's now in a better headspace, ready to move forward and continue his career with a renewed sense of resilience. In a recent interview on the podcast on Clef of Rhodes, former Arsenal player Hector Bellerin expressed his opinion on a pressing issue, the significant pay gap between male and female footballers. Bellerin pointed out that while women's football continues to grow in popularity, just look at Arsenal women selling out the Emirates Stadium multiple times last season, there's a glaring disparity in wages. He argues that despite this progress, many female players still earn far less than their male counterparts, and that this imbalance needs addressing. Leah Williamson, one of Arsenal women's key players, echoes these sentiments. She's been open about the challenges of not earning enough to ensure financial security for the future. It's a stark reminder that financial stability is still a distant dream for many players, even at the highest levels of women's football. Arsenal has shown commitment to the women's game by making the Emirates Stadium their main home ground, a move followed by other clubs like Aston Villa. But as Bellerin pointed out, these steps forward should go hand in hand with fair pay. It's not just about having top-tier facilities, but also ensuring that players are compensated fairly for their talent and dedication. What do you think? Lena Hurtig has officially returned to training with Arsenal after a challenging period away from the pitch. For those who might not know, Lena's time with Arsenal has been anything but smooth. The Swedish forward has struggled with a back issue that has led to several related muscular injuries. The past season, she managed only 11 appearances with just 2 starts, far from what we'd hoped to see from her. Her journey over the last 2 seasons has been tough. A winter back problem kept her sidelined, and most of the second half of the season was lost to personal reasons. But here's some good news. Lena is back in pre-season training with the team, and the excitement surrounding her return is perceivable. Did you know that recently released goalie Otho Okonkwo was made to watch Manchester United matches growing up?
Are you serious?
Otho was born in London to Nigerian parents who loved football. His dad, though, was a huge Manchester United fan. But even though his dad loved United, Otho supported Arsenal. When Otho was a kid, his dad made him watch a lot of Man U games. His favorite player to watch was Edwin van der Sar, United's famous goalkeeper. Otho said he learned a lot by watching Van der Sar and wanted to be just like him. So he started playing football. However, Otho started playing football at the Hampstead Academy and then moved to Lindus Park. When he was 8, he joined Arsenal's academy. Even though his dad liked United, his family supported him through his journey with Arsenal. And last month, Otho's contract with Arsenal ended and now he's playing for Wrexham. He did well there last season on loan, so they decided to keep him. Otho's story shows how even if your family supports a different team, you can still follow your own dreams and become a great player. Oh, That's a wrap for today's episode of Up Gunners, and I hope you enjoyed delving into the world of Arsenal Football Club with me, Tony Doe. Don't forget to subscribe to stay up to date with all future episodes. If you have any thoughts, questions or suggestions, feel free to reach out to me at upgunnerspodcast@gmail.com. upgunnerspodcast@gmail.com. I'm active on Twitter as well at upgunnersng, active on Facebook at upgunnersng. We're also on Instagram at upgunnersng. Until next time, keep the Gunner spirit alive, and remember, Up Gunners!